Let's bring him in, Pat Pagano. Pat, I have to start off with this. I was listening to Morning Edition on the way in, and there was a conversation, and one of the anchors said, you know, well, with the storm not winding up as terrible as people predicted, do you think that people will listen? And you know, and I said to myself, you idiot, we finally got people trained to listen to evacuation orders, uh-huh. and they evacuated. Now you're saying, well, because the storm didn't. What an idiotic thing to say on the radio. What a stupid thing to say, to even bring up that idea.
Well, the other thing is that what makes him think that the storm wasn't as bad as you know, we all made it out to be, everybody. Only because, you know, he should speak to people like that are in Naples. He should speak to people that are in St. Augustine. You know, when we forecast the weather, let's just take a look at an average summer day here in our listening area. Partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Okay, so now in Sharon, Marshall doesn't get any rain. But in Poughkeepsie, they get a thunderstorm with 1.5 inches of rain. So Marshall turns around and says, well, Pat said for showers and thunderstorms today, I didn't get any rain. He was wrong. People in Poughkeepsie say, Pat said a shower, thunderstorm, and we got heavy rain. He was right. So my point is, when you have a hurricane like this, you just can't be able to say, Naples, you're under a warning, and so is St. Augustine. All other places, tropical storm conditions.
And did you see what happened in the Keys as well?
The Keys, yeah. Well, that's another point. Yeah,
the Keys.
The boats were on top of people's houses.
Places were completely wiped off the face of the earth in the Keys. And how about what happened yesterday in Tampa? The bay finally came back in and flooded Tampa.
And flooded Tampa. Well, you see, these are all things that people don't look at. I don't ask me, but I guess maybe people have figured that everything from the Keys to Tallahassee was going to be wiped out. That's not what the Hurricane Center said. And, you know, again, the way I look at it, if they were able to save lives, and obviously they were, it all worked out very well.
If people didn't evacuate the Keys, they would have had 10, 20 people dead in the Keys easily.
Easily. Absolutely right. So, yeah, you never, you know the old saying, you never do good in people's eyes when it comes to storms. You know that with the snowstorms in the wintertime, too.
Yeah.
Look at how people, we said it was going to be 6 to 12 inches. We got 3 to 6. Big deal. Okay. Sorry about that. You know, always be grateful if it turns out better than worse than you expected. But we'll talk about that in a second.
Right.
In the meantime, you have just great weather. I mean, today, the next couple of days is definitely a Marshall Miles
renaissance. Forecast. Renaissance.
Yeah. sunny summer-like today, 80 to 85. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Summer developing clouds tomorrow. Low 80s again. Variably cloudy Thursday with a shower or thunderstorm, low 80s. Now remember, a shower or thunderstorm. That doesn't mean everybody's going to get rain. Yeah. And Friday, some sun, humid showers and a thunderstorm, low 80s. Right now, it looks like the weekend, well, you may have a shower or thunderstorm over the weekend in spots, especially on Saturday. Otherwise, I think that the weekend will be more dry than wet and warm, with temperatures staying near or just over 80 degrees. How do you like those apples?
I like those apples.
Let's talk about Jose.
And now where's Jose going?
Jose's going nowhere right now. That's the problem. Jose is stalled. East of the Bahamas. 85 to 90 mile per hour winds. And the satellite, now they haven't been sending planes in here, but in the satellite pictures that I have seen, he has intensified overnight from what I could see. And still a problem. I'm not writing it off. Now, I know all the computer models are saying that it's going to do a loop and then turn north and northeast and out into the Atlantic. I'm not comfortable with that. I have to see where this thing is going to turn. You know, loops, Marshall, loops could be as big as or as small as you want them to be. So let's look at it this way. Okay, here is a hurricane that is going to make a loop. Let's say the loop is wider than the models are forecasting. So instead of it just looping around and staying east of the Bahamas, it loops so that it begins to hit the Bahamas. So now it's already further west than the models expected. And now it's going to hit the Bahamas and it's going to turn north and then northeast. Does it do it over the eastern Bahamas or the western Bahamas? And why do I say that? If it does it over the western Bahamas, it'll turn northeast and hit Cape Cod and Maine, eastern New England. If it does it over the eastern Bahamas, then it'll go out into the ocean and perhaps go up to Nova Scotia. So it all depends on how big the loop is and when the hurricane turns. Not writing it off at this point.
All right, that's Jose.
That's Jose. So Lee has not formed yet. They're saying right now that it's going to be pretty weak and that it probably won't get its act together. We shall see. We'll look at that too.
So right now we can't say no way, Jose.
That's right. You can't say that. Absolutely. And yeah, I've been saying that a lot. But, you know, this is it. We just have to watch, be very vigilant. It is the peak in hurricane season right now.
And
I just want to tell you that, I don't want you too shocked, but next week we will be talking about that four-letter word that you really don't like.
You got to be kidding me.
Not for us.
For who?
For the Northern Rockies. They're going to get snow.
Yeah, but that's the beginning of the crumbling of the wall.
Well, it could be. Yes, you're right.
I mean, not immediately, but I mean, when you start reporting on snow in various portions of this country,
right.
That is the beginning of the end. You know, it doesn't mean we're going to get snow right away, but it means that, okay, the inevitable is happening. That march towards winter is happening.
Right, exactly. You are so right. So we'll see what happens there, but... in the meantime, that really is it. It's been quiet. Now, I have a question for you, Marshall.
I am here to answer your question.
I want to know, when is my Jill Goodman returning to the airwaves before 7 o'clock?
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Eh?
Yeah, a person who helped her out with the dogs and stuff like that early in the morning passed away a while ago. The people that she can help now come in later. So it's just one of those, it's a scheduling thing that makes it really hard, makes it very, very hard to get in here before 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay. That's what makes it so hard. But I'm sure she would love to, that's the problem with finding help. Well, you know, running your weather service.
Yes.
To get people to fill in for longtime employees that all of a sudden aren't there, that it just doesn't happen overnight.
It really doesn't happen overnight. You're absolutely right.
It's really hard. It's very hard. As much as people want to work in this country, there's a lot of people who don't want to work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they want to work, but they want to work the way they want to work. They don't want to work your hours and stuff like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I know. You're right about that. Trying to find somebody that's very dedicated is hard, and that's why I appreciate people like Mike Merrin, who's always there whenever I need him.
There's nobody that wants to learn the ropes anymore and do what they have to do. Everybody wants to start off where they want to be.
Right, yeah. That doesn't happen in America.
Could you imagine us doing that years ago, Pat?
No.
We'd be working at Stop and Shop right now.
You are
not
so
that
right.
There's anything wrong with working at Stop and Shop, but we would have been fired. We would have never even gotten the job nowadays. I mean, if you look at it, you took whatever was offered, and you learned on your way up.
That is so true, boy.
Yep. Oh, well. That's enough of my complaining for today, Pat.
Okay, gets good.
All right. I will speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall. Take care.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check, of course, on our tri-state forecast.